By spring 1903, Tesla's money problems had grown so severe that he was again compelled to return to New York to try to raise more funds. Even so, he did not entirely put aside his scientific preoccupations. In a note to Scherf, one of hundreds, he asked that there be sent to Professor Barker of the University of Pennsylvania, quote, the photograph, Röntgen, of the bones of a hand taken in Colorado. The tube was operated without wire by my system, unquote. And I'm commenting here, this is another of numerous illustrations of Power's attempts to bury Nikola Tesla. In this instance, we are learning about Nikola's role in the invention of the X-ray, defined as, this is the dictionary definition, quote, electromagnetic radiation of high energy and very short wavelength between ultraviolet light and gamma rays that is able to pass through many materials opaque to light, unquote. And his role was discussed earlier in the book by Margaret, and I'd like to quote from that earlier chapter. She begins by talking about one of the actors in this story is Michael Poupin, and I learned from her from a different section of the book, had joined with Edison and Marconi to form a damaging trinity against Nikola. And he was one who actually saw immediately the superiority of Tesla's AC system, which is pretty obvious if you have just take the time to compare AC-DC and the objective needed, which was to transmit long distances and look at the capabilities of both types of system. But granted that this is at the very inception of the understanding of it. And nonetheless, this was not something that Thomas Edison grasped, but Michael Poupin did. And then in a memoir, I believe it was, he wrote in 1922, quote, no other discovery within my lifetime had ever aroused the interest of the world as did the discovery of the X-rays. Every physicist dropped his own research problems and rushed headlong into the research. Röntgen will, and in the dictionary I learned their definition or their description, Wilhelm Conrad Röntgen, 1845 to 1923, German physicist, the discoverer of X-rays, Nobel Prize for Physics in 1901. Continuing with Margaret, Röntgen announced his discovery in December 1895. Edison, mired in a perennial and ultimately disastrous effort to mine ores magnetically, quickly sent a wire to a former associate, urging him to drop everything and join a group to experiment on Röntgen's sick new radiations. The opportunity to see the internal structure of the human body captivated everyone, and it was obvious to scientists and engineers that some sort of fluoroscopic screen would be needed to register the rays after their passage through the body. The ways in which Edison, Poupin, and Tesla severally proceeded with their X-ray research were characteristic of their different personalities. Edison, seeing where the commercial potential lay, began at once to test various chemicals and quickly reported that calcium tungstate crystals gave a good fluorescence on a screen. Then he rushed to the patent office. Poupin noted in his diary that American physicists had paid little attention to vacuum tube discharges and that, to the best of his knowledge, he was the only American physicist with any experience. Hence, when Röntgen's discovery had been announced, he says, quote, I was, it seems, better prepared than anybody else in this country to repeat his experiments and succeeded, therefore, sooner than anybody else on this side of the Atlantic, unquote. He claimed, says Margaret, to have obtained the first X-ray in the United States on January 2nd, 1896, 2 weeks after the discovery was announced by Röntgen in Germany. This was curious in view of Nikola Tesla's pioneer love affair with vacuum tubes, which he had demonstrated in his series of lectures in 1891, 1892, and 1893. 2 years before Röntgen supposedly discovered the X-ray, although, that was my little editorial comment, although Tesla always gave full priority to Röntgen, he had spoken then, 1891, 92, and 93, of both visible and invisible rays when demonstrating his molecular bombardment lamp and other gaseous lamps, and he was using uranium glass and a variety of phosphorescent and fluorescent substances for detecting radiation. Unquote from Margaret, my comment. So here we are given a fact, we are told. We are informed by the dictionary in the computer with the implied suggestion that we should commit it to memory for later regurgitation when we do duty, reinforcing powers conditioning of us. Quote, the X-ray was invented by Röntgen, unquote. Was it? The dictionary in the computer also tells us that the term Röntgen was first used in 1920, and yet here we have Nikola using it in 1903. The totalitarian system of class that we are all conditioned to see as all there ever was and ever can be requires for its existence the deconstruction of our humanity by remaking us in the image of the global state statesmen into bullies. The premise of this system being might makes right, as Proudhon has been laboriously showing us, which means might makes its own history, which is as far from truth as it is from justice. And by the way, this continues to until we end a system of power, until we claim our own bodies, as Prince, at the very beginning of his musical career, was telling us, is as far from truth as it is from justice and from the triumph of love in our nature. The realization of truth, justice, and love, premised on freedom, on non-coercion, falls to us. It falls to us to straighten the crooked road and close the devil's kitchen forever.